Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome everyone to Dragon Quest FM, where we talk about and obsess over Dragon Quest. I'm Austin.
I'm BJ.
And this week, people might be confused because I said what is, was technically last week's episode, but because of recording time, weird stuff, right. It didn't go that way. But I said that you were having surgery because I got my days confused, but it actually worked out for us to record a little episode beforehand. So because of that, BJ's here today, and we're going to be talking. We're going to be talking about the new Dragon Quest Monsters game, mostly because we're both really excited for it, but a little bit more about the DQ Day live stream. And so if you're like, what the heck, Austin, you said he was going to be gone for a couple weeks. Consider this a surprise episode. That we're both here and putting up a new episode for y'all this week. Even though technically when it's up, BJ will have had surgery already.
I will. My nose will have been broken and my and I will be completely full of blood in my head. So you're welcome.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. BJ's getting a nose job. That's the takeaway, everyone.
I mean, it is. Jennifer makes fun of me because I'm actually going in and having a deviated septum repaired, and that's part of it. And that's always the excuse that, like, celebrities use whenever they have a nose job, that they're getting their deviated septum repaired, and then they come out with a brand new nose. Unfortunately, mine won't look any different, so...
Yeah, that was my cousin. My cousin got a nose job, and that was like her big thing. She was like, I'm getting my deviated septum fixed. But then she had like a brand new nose.
Yeah, it's like my nose is going to look exactly the same. And it's just I'm not going to have a bone spur in it and my septum like blocking my left nostril. And my sinuses are going to be open. I'm going to know what it's like to breathe again. Like this is going to be in like 2 months. It's going to be fantastic. I'm so scared as it is right now. I haven't been knocked out in 20 years. So it's been since I had kidney stone surgery when I was in college. And so I'm really, really nervous about that part. Like the waking up in pain. That's the part that I'm really scared about.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I don't think I've had any surgery since high school. So it's been a while for me too. I've had lots of surgeries though. Because I've been a sick boy my entire life.
Yeah, you are a sick boy.
But yeah, but thankfully I have a high tolerance for pain. So,
Don't. That's the thing.
Yeah, like most of mine, I end up never taking the actual pain pills or anything because I just feel like I don't need them. But anyway, you don't. I know you don't. So I don't know. Wishing you well, my friend.
Yeah, I'm crossing my fingers really on this one that Jennifer's gonna take care of me. I'm gonna sit and play video games, and I've got next week to record to recover. Jennifer always made fun of me. I don't remember if you remember back when I had the abscess in my nose and I took off from work and teaching for a couple of days because of that. And Jennifer made fun of me to her coworkers because it was like, oh, poor baby, his nose hurts. And then I went to get antibiotics for it. And the woman was like, this is the worst abscess I've ever seen. And Jennifer had to go back and apologize to me. She apologized to me and went back to her coworkers like, well, apparently it was really bad. But I could feel my face move. And that was the thing. It hurt every time I talked and my face moved. And so that's what I'm recovering from next week. I'm going to have to shut the hell up and not let my face move. So I'm going to play a lot of video games, I think, during that period. I'm going to lay on the couch and play video games while I can't talk but for pain.
Yeah. Yeah, that part of it sounds fun.
Yeah, that part sounds cool. I'm going to be playing Ratchet and Clank, probably some DQ Monsters, Joker 3. Really kind of digging in on some of these since I don't have any choice but to do something like that or stare at the ceiling board.
So that actually is a nice kind of segue here for how, I know you're excited about it. How excited are you, though, for the new Dragon Quest Monsters game?
So I was out of town when the DQ Day live stream hit, and so yeah. I haven't been able to watch it, but I saw the announcement trailer for the DQ Monsters game, and the watching all of it made me really excited to go back and play some of these games that I haven't played or haven't finished. And then when it was like a new one's coming, I got so excited because it's going to be on Switch, which is exactly what I want a new Monsters game to show up on. And it's just, I'm really, really excited to see what they do with it. Like, not even giving a screenshot or anything has my brain all wondering if it's going to be like the 3D Jokers and Treasures, or if maybe they would go back to like the HD 2D or just a 2D Monsters game, like the old ones, like Caravan Hearts and stuff. It's like, I don't know. Caravan Heart, I guess. I don't know. I'm really, really excited for this one. I'm kind of hoping it's an HD 2D because I love it, and to kind of spite you.
Okay. I mean, I'm sorry, people can yell at me if they want. I just don't think that every game that comes out has to be in that HD 2D style. Like, why? Like, I get people love it, but I get so tired of people being like, "Oh, I want all my games in this." Like variety is the spice of life, my friends.
No, that's oregano.
But no, I don't want every game looking like that. I mean, even if I liked that kind of design, which I mean, I know I've complained about it a lot, but even if I did like it and love it, like, I don't think I would say like every game has to look like this. I mean, I love the cell shaded graphics that exist in games like DQ11.
Right.
But
yeah,
you don't hear me saying, "Oh my gosh, every game should look like Dragon Quest XI."
Okay, let me rephrase then. Let me rephrase. It's not so much that I want it to be HD 2D like Octopath and the DQ3 remake. One of my favorite art styles, and it's been this way since around, you know, PS1, PS2, they started doing this, was 3D backgrounds, but with 2D animated sprites on it. So it's like Suikoden or games like that, where you have like the 3D rendered background, or the 3D real-time rendered background, but a 2D sprite. That's why I like Rocket Slime 3 in 3D, because that's what it looks like, where it looks like they're kind of popping up from the background that's been done in 3D, but they're still two-dimensional going through there. Like, I really like that art style, like that particular style of art. And so HD 2D is just really what we're getting in that right now.
Yeah. I mean, that's
so fair. I don't care if it's that. I just kind of hope that it looks kind of like Monsters 3 or Joker 3 or Rocket Slime 3. Or Joker 3, because the cell shaded graphics on it do look really, really cool.
Yeah. I know that you didn't listen to my, I got up really early on Saturday morning anyway, because I have kids, but so I just recorded like a quick little solo episode for Saturday morning, since we had Dragon Quest stuff to talk about. But right. But anyway, in that episode, I was talking about how my biggest thing with Monsters is I just want more story. Like, I'm excited for Monsters. Mm. And I'm really excited for all the people who are like, Monsters is like their favorite aspect of Dragon Quest. But for me, the one area that like Monsters games could really improve, and also just going off of like Treasures, since it started as a Monsters game, like including right. that in here as well, is story. Like, they're all very light on story. And so I would like that kind of, I would like a bigger story presence in those games. Yeah. As opposed to the Monsters games that I have played, where it's just like and much like Treasures, where it's like the big focus is on the gameplay loop of it. Right. Not that it isn't fun, but it's just like, I would like to see a little bit more story there. And I also speculated last week that I didn't know, because of the way the trailer was done, and they said it was for the 25th anniversary of the series.
Right.
I said that I was also curious if it's going to be kind of like a Dragon Quest Heroes type Monsters game, where like we're going to see, because they haven't said who the protagonist is. Uh-uh. And it's weird. It's weird because it's like, okay, if you're developing a Monsters game anyway, then why wasn't this Eric and Mia game a Monsters game to begin with?
Right, right.
And anyway, it's just a lot of weird things going on in the background there that I have no like ideas for to explain why that was happening with Square Enix and you know, like Armor Project and all this stuff. But I, because it's for the 25th anniversary and they made a big to-do about that, and that is, you know, happening in just a few months. I'm just thinking like that would be a cool way to do it, is if we get like kind of for like the 25th anniversary, a game that kind of brings in like the characters and kind of some of the, I don't necessarily want to call it lore, but like the yeah. mythos or whatever of like Dragon Quest Monsters games, where it's like you get Terry and maybe you get Kid Kiefer and you get, you know, Terra, Kobe, you get the Joker characters, and it's just like I think that could be a cool thing to have happen.
Yeah, I mean, that was one thing that that I was actually thinking about last night on what they were going to do with it, because they had Mia and Eric planned as a treasures or as a monsters game. So I was thinking back to that. I was like, would this be like a sequel to Treasures, but going back to the monsters part, since they've not said anything at all about other characters or even released designs for other characters that would have been kids doing this. And I just really, I was wondering, like, is this why they switched development for that one into Treasures, to be able to have more of an announcement when the 25th anniversary of this came out, to have it be a big deal, as opposed to have just had a Monsters game release, and that would have kind of taken the steam out of the 25th anniversary?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought about that, but also I think that Treasures was meant to come out a lot earlier than it did. And so I wondered if actually kind of the opposite, I guess, but kind of also with your train of thought there, I wondered if that's why it became Treasures instead of Monsters, was because Treasures was originally supposed to release as a Monsters game like 3-4 years ago. And right. then now we have, and so there, it would have been time for a new Monsters game already, but rather than them releasing a Monsters game in 2022 at the end of 2022, and then a Monsters game again immediately.
Yeah.
Also, I think that I'm not super hopeful that this Monsters game is coming like immediately, because of them already showing off. The Die game is coming out September 28th, and we just had Treasures hit. They've announced 3 and 12, which I said that I think those games got announced too early, and you'll notice that those did not get anything at this past Dragon Quest Day broadcast. So all of that like makes me think that I think we're gonna get 3 remake first. I think Die is in September. I think because September is the 25th anniversary, and because that's usually when there's a Nintendo Direct, and because that is, and because Monsters is a Switch exclusive, I think that there's a slight chance that we'll see some Monsters, new information on Monsters then in September, just because it's like, hey, it's a Nintendo Direct, and hey, it's the actual 25th anniversary, so here's a little something for you. But I don't expect it to release anytime soon. I really think that outside of it being just a real rushed game, which I don't think that they're going to do, I think it's going to be a while. I think that Die is like, my predictions at least, we'll see if these turn out to be true. We know Die is in September. I think that the DQ3 remake will probably be like a March, April 2024 game. Based on just past how releases are staggered and how Square Enix does stuff, I'm putting my money on March 2024 for 3 remake. If it's even close to being done at this point, I think that it'll be a spring 2024 March game.
Can totally see that.
And then I think that we'll get Monsters maybe late 2024, maybe even 2025, and we'll get DQ12. Like, I'm really expecting DQ12 in like 2025 at this point.
Oh wow! Yeah.
And that's if I'm being optimistic.
Yeah, because with looking at the timeline, with them not saying anything at all about it, not even like glancing in that direction, you're probably right with that being a good release date at the earliest for us to get 12.
And COVID delayed a lot of things. It messed up a lot of stuff, even outside of gaming, but just strictly in gaming. And I would much rather have to wait on Dragon Quest 12 than them rushing it because of investors and everything, and them rushing out this product and Dragon Quest 12 just being a terrible game or being unfinished, kind of like with DQ6. The story we all know of DQ6 is that, like Yuji Horii said, yeah, I was so busy focused on Chrono Trigger, I feel like DQ6 suffered because of that. And despite me loving it, a lot of people don't seem to love DQ6 very much. Or even if you do love it, it's not necessarily your favorite. And so I think there is something to be said about, okay, getting a project out when your attention is elsewhere. And so it's like, yeah, I get it. And if it means having to wait longer for Dragon Quest XII to come out and we get this just awesome masterpiece, I would rather that be the case rather than them rush it out and then you just get like this horrendous game that doesn't live up to our expectations, or also just really diminishes the Dragon Quest brand, because Dragon Quest has just been so consistent, and like with them, if they rush out 12 when they're not ready, especially now that I feel like we have some really good steam going in the West for Dragon Quest now because of really 11 success and everything, like this is kind of the make or break point, I feel like, where it's like they can really build off of this now and take advantage of that. Or they could rush out DQ12 and it's awful, and then everybody who kind of got into DQ because of 11 will be like, nope, 12 wasn't good, so I guess I'm just done with this franchise. 11 was a fluke. Like, I don't mean to use the term casual as like a derogatory term in any way, but like casual fans who they played 11, they loved 11, they've only played 11 and are looking forward to 12, which is a huge, you know, audience there. And so I think like that's where they could really get hurt.
No. And that's something that I really, really hope that they take into consideration. It's because I see a lot of people online who have played just 11, who loved it, but have either no desire or no ability to go back and play any of the old ones. So
to pull an Austin, to coin a phrase, I'm going to call it pulling an Austin.
To go back and play all of the DQ games in a year and just kind of go in head first. I won't say a lot of people have, but there is definitely a large group of people who are just playing the new generations. And so I'm really hoping that 12 doesn't jump the shark and go with the action RPG route that Final Fantasy is going.
Yeah, I'm also hoping we don't get that. Yeah, that would not be fun. That would not be very fun for me.
No, not at all.
I am interested, like going back kind of like with the Monsters game, I am interested in seeing how a Monsters game in 2024, whenever we actually finally get it, how a Monsters game will look then, because you have to think that like there's so many things, like Pokemon has gone open world now with Scarlet and Violet, and a lot of games have kind of done more into like action RPG mechanics or like letting AI do things for you. Like we saw in Treasures with like the monsters, like you can kind of give them very broad orders, but you can't control the monsters in turn-based combat the way you could in Monsters games. And like, so I'm interested in seeing how that's going to pan out. I mean, if all of my wishes came true, I would want very much a turn-based monsters game, like old school monsters game.
I'm worried that we won't, and that it's going to be along the lines of Treasures Combat, which, you know, I'll reserve judgment on it until, you know, I play it, because it may be fantastic. I'm really hoping that, I was just thinking about Die, since we did get a release date on Die, that maybe, I'm really crossing my fingers that it's not a test run for a combat system, since it's an action RPG.
Yeah, I don't think it is, just because a lot of the combat that I've seen from Die so far reminds me of Heroes a lot. Like the UI, the flow and everything of the combat looks a lot like Heroes to me. It's just whereas Heroes might have like 20, 100 monsters surrounding you because it's a Musou game. that this would have, you know, this one, from what I can tell so far, looks more like, okay, there's 10 slimes surrounding you, which is still a lot, but they're only slimes. Or one-on-one fights against
you might have a golem or something,
Where it looks, that's kind of the vibe I've gotten, where it seems like they've taken a lot of, borrowed a lot from the Heroes games and incorporated it into a die game. So I am hoping that it's not a test run. It seems, but who knows? Like, die stuff is so like ancillary and really unconnected to me and with Dragon Quest. Like, I know it is Dragon Quest, but it's sometimes hard to wrap my mind around it.
Right.
And I do feel like the core audiences are a bit different, but I mean, obviously there's overlap with anything, but I don't know. I think I'm excited for Die. I think it looks cool. You and I were talking about the first like chapters, how it's going to cover the stuff we've already seen, the like Bruce Wayne, your parents are dead, Batman's parents are dead, stuff that we've seen 1,000 times, but also that goes up through chapter 41, which is a pretty good ground to cover, chapter 41 of the anime, I guess I should say. So like with Die, I mean, it looks good having that, all that story stuff and having the gauntlet aspect of it, the Temple of Resurrection or whatever it's called. Like, that sounds cool, but like you and I were talking about through text, it's just like, that sounds fun, but also those kind of never-ending gauntlets like that, neither one of us really like. And there was, in the end game of DQ Treasures, there's a portal like that that you just kind of go through, never-ending, to try to get stuff, where it, like, it's one of those things that, like, I'll jump into and I'll check it out and I'll try it out for a little while, but I'm not going to spend hours and hours inside that kind of, those kinds of gauntlets just are not my forte at all.
No. And I will play them for a short period of time until they start to feel repetitive. I'll have a lot of fun doing it. I'll get some rewards. I will like seeing what kind of locations that it will show up. And then I'm done. Like, it is, I cross a point and I have no idea where that will be. And then it's like, yep, I'm finished with this. I don't need to see any more. I've just finished it. Like, I'm done with this particular dungeon now.
Yeah, I gotcha. So before we talk too much more about other Dragon Quest games and monsters, since this might be the final time for a while, I think it's time for a little shameless self-promotion.
Shameless.
It'll be interesting to see how your singing voice changes.
I know. I'm actually curious if my voice will change, because I always feel, I actually do. And I know everybody's like, oh, your voice sounds different when you, I'm like, yeah, I know. I listen to it. It's fine. But I actually wonder, I actually sound and feel a little stuffed up all the time. Like I don't talk through my nose. And so I'm curious if having it clear will actually add nasality to my voice. So we'll see.
If you'll like, cause right now you kind of have like a nasally, like emo singer voice going on, you know, you know what I'm talking about? How like all emo singers back in the early aughts had like that kind of nasally like belly voice.
Yeah.
You know? And I mean, I kind of have that going on too, cause I also have sinus trouble. So I'm not just knocking you, but anyway, then I think you're going to come out of surgery and you're going to be like this the whole time. And it's like, wow, who's that man talking with Austin?
I'm just going to sound like, instead of Matt Skiba, I'm just going to sound like James Hetfield from now on.
Yes.
Just one to the other.
Yeah, there's a little Easter egg for that MTV2 generation out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What were we talking about? Shameless self-promotion.
Shameless self-promotion.
Yeah, so we do have a Patreon page, which I'll let BJ tell y'all about this time.
We have a Patreon page. You can go and join up and support the podcast. We have all sorts of awesome things that you can get. We have mini medals and stickers that I need to send out and all sorts of really cool stuff. You can even tell us what you want us to talk about on the podcast. And we've had some really, really good listener suggestions for episodes. You can go back a few on this one and hear a bunch of Shelby's. And you can join up at patreon.com/DragonQuestFM.
Yeah, for sure. Also, it is that time where I am going to tell you guys all about Liquid IV, which I actually really, really enjoy. And they were nice enough to offer us up a code to share with you guys. So if you like putting tasty powder in your drinks, you should definitely check it out. But like I mentioned last week, I have been exercising a whole lot in 2023, just because COVID made me really lazy and I stopped exercising for a long time. So I kind of made myself do it and been trying to watch what I eat, what I drink, how much I exercise, things like that. So I've been drinking liquid IV and other things too, but just off and on all year long. I don't always want water because of this. And so my wife and I, we drink liquid IV. She got into it because of some friends down here. She tried it at their house and she was like, "Oh, Austin, this stuff is really good. You got to try it. And it's good for you. So you should try this now instead of like those like aspartame-y drinks that I'd been putting in there." So I was like, "Cool. Yeah, I'll give it a try." And ended up loving it. It's just little packets. You put them in your water. Tastes delicious. There's like all sorts of good flavors. I think I gave a shout out to strawberry lemonade and tropical punch last week, again, because they're delicious. And also I'm Punch Boy trademark.
You are Punch Boy.
But they're really great. They taste really good. And they hydrate you 2 times faster than regular water. They've got all these nice B and C vitamins. They're dairy free, gluten free, soy free, non-GMO, all that good stuff. And so we wanted to share with you a code. You can use it for a limited time. You can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and you use code DQFM at checkout. It's 20% off anything that you order when you shop Better Hydration using promo code DQFM at liquidiv.com.
And since we've been in contact with them and you've told me about this, that you and Grace were drinking it, I see it everywhere. Like I just go through Target and see it on the end cap and everything. And I do that too. Like I drink a lot of flavored water. So this is something that's going to be really awesome for me as well.
It's really good. Yeah. Like after I told people that like, after we've been talking to people about it and I was talking about like on the podcast and stuff here, like so many family members, friends, just people I know in real life are like, "Oh, liquid IV. I love that." So we may not be telling people new information because you may be drinking it already. But if you're buying it already, then use our code and save 20%.
That's true. Please do.
The last thing I wanted to do for shameless self-promotion is we get sent video games sometimes to check out here. And I wanted to give a shout out to the fine folks behind Night Trail. They were nice enough to send us a code. It was billed to us as like it was inspired by the first Dragon Quest game. It's up on Steam now, came out May 25th, sent it to us a few weeks ago, been checking it out, been really enjoying it. I guess my elevator pitch of the game is a little different from theirs. It's called Night Trail, and it's very much, it looks like the first Dragon Quest game. If you played the first Dragon Quest game, especially the old one, like on NES, like Dragon Warrior, yes, Dragon Quest game, it looks like that, but it's set up in a way that's very similar to Oregon Trail, which is also a game I absolutely adore. So it is very much like you go into the cave and it's like, "Are you sure you want to go into the cave?" "Yes." And it's like, "You went into the cave, you have been poisoned." And it's like scorpion poison is like the new dysentery. Like scorpion poison gets me every time. I'm like, "Dang it." And you go around to towns, you can get stuff. It's really cute. It's really fun. And so I just wanted to give a shout out to say thank you for sending us those codes and letting us check it out. If you are a big fan of old school Dragon Quest games and that kind of aesthetic and also love Oregon Trail, like check it out for sure. It's really cool. Again, it's called Night Trail and it's available now on Steam.
It is super pretty as well. Like I love the graphics in the game. Like I'm very impressed by the work that they've done.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun. The first night after we got the codes a few weeks ago, you know, I was texting you so much about it, about how much fun I was having. This is not like a paid sponsorship or anything. Like they have not paid us or anything like that. They just sent us codes and was like, "Hey, we would like it if you checked it out." And we did, and we like it. So this isn't us trying to like just shill this. This is something we just checked out and thought was fun and want to tell you guys about. But yeah, I had a lot of fun with it, and it's short. So it's fun to just boot up and run around in. If you need a nice little reset, like if you spent your whole day in meetings like I did, and then you're also recording a podcast, then it's fun to just run around like that.
It's very specific for a little time. Reason. Very specific play.
Like personal.
Yeah.
Going back to Dragon Quest Monsters, though, I don't know. Like, are you? I kind of shared my release date predictions and how I think things are going to play out for me. Where are you on that? Like, are you? Because I mean, are you thinking like, oh, this is going to be like almost a shadow drop thing where it's like September comes and it's like available now?
No, because I don't think it will, because they got September for Die. I would expect, if nothing else, I could see them dropping it in either November or December, as a Pokemon competitor, that, if they were going to shadow drop it, I would say between one of them. But I really expect to be maybe, summer next year, spring or summer of next year, if at the earliest.
Yeah.
Like if they're far enough along, to try to catch people right after they've been doing the Pokemon DLC and that comes out this year, and if not, a little bit later than that.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I guess from like a corporate strategy standpoint,
right?
It's like, we know we're not getting a new Pokemon game this year. It's Pokemon DLC is the big thing for Scarlet and Violet. Mm-hmm. And so then next year, you have to assume, based on Pokemon releases, we might get like a remake. Maybe yep. It's like, let's go Johto, or maybe it's like a Gen 5 remake or whatever, you know, those constant rumor mills are. But it would traditionally be time for a Pokemon remake. And so that could be a good time, kind of setting it up between new Pokemon, because you have the DLC this year, and then it'll most likely be a couple of years before Gen 10 ever comes out.
Yep.
And so if they're wanting to fill a Pokemon void and really appeal to that audience, I could see that being a good strategy.
Yeah, it would be right in there where they would catch them during the lull, where they would be very excited to get into a new game after they finish the DLC, but before they have really ramped up prepping their banks for the new, I don't even know if it's not Pokemon banking, we're prepping home for the new Pokemon game.
Where are you? Because I know in our DQ predictions episode, we were kind of talking about the order of the games we're most excited for, stuff like that. So now that we know a new DQ Monsters game, how where does that fit in for you in terms of like with Die and 3 Remake and 12 and all that?
Monsters actually topped it at this point. Like, I'm the most excited for the Monsters game at this point. When I heard about that, like, that was the one where I'm like, oh man, I did not expect this. And so it's really moved up, because I tend to have more fun with stuff like that than I even think I would with the DQ3 remake.
Yeah.
And okay. I'm not looking forward to Die. It's something that I will play because it's Dragon Quest and it exists, but it's the same as we've talked about, you and I talked about, at least I'm very tired of the beginning of Die.
Yeah.
Reading the manga in translation, reading the actual localized published one, watching the anime, I'm just like, I am super tired of reading and seeing this part. So I am hoping they don't spend a lot of time with it, because they said they're going through 41 mm-hmm. chapters. So maybe that's a very small part of the game. And that's the main thing I'm looking forward to with Die, is even though I've read through that point and beyond, it's really good once you get beyond the part that we've seen so many times, that feels like, it's like, yes, we know Batman's parents are dead, thank you, move along. It's that feeling. So I'm really looking forward to that part of Die. But yeah, I think 12's at the bottom of my list, just because I think it's, at this point, it's vaporware.
I gotcha. I mean, that's fair. Yeah. I'm actually very excited for Monsters too. And I'm like, whenever I recorded that Saturday morning, it was like so fresh that I was like, oh, Monsters. So I was excited. Yeah. But then since then, as I've had a little bit of time to process it more, like a few days later, I'm like, yeah, I've surprised myself by how excited I've been, just because the Monsters games have never been like my big thing.
Yeah.
With Dragon Quest, like, there's other spinoffs, DQ spinoffs that I love more. I've been pleasantly surprised by how pumped I am. And it's really silly because they haven't really shown us anything. Like you said, there's a little teaser, but it's like, and I kind of had the same reaction you did whenever the teaser first started. I was kind of like, what? what's this? You know? And then it was a nice little pleasant surprise. And I'm trying not to get too excited about it because who knows, it may not be here for another 4 years, but it's still nice to know that there's other things, that there's new Dragon Quest game announcements and new Dragon Quest games on the horizon beyond the ones we already know about. And with DQ Die, I can't remember if I said it to you personally, if I said it last week, if I said it on here already or whatever, but my whole thing with Die, it's like, I'm going to get the game, I'm going to play it because it's Dragon Quest, and I want to support the series, but also because, I mean, it does look good to me for what it is. It's just, it's the fact
it's very
that it's
pretty.
Die. It's yeah. more like the subject matter. Yeah, I just don't care much about Die, really. So I'm very, I'm looking forward to it. I am a little skeptical. I don't know if you've seen all the stuff about, apparently it's going to be a digital only release. Which,
I did not see that.
Which bums me out. Like I am pretty positive that I'll be reviewing it for work the way I review DQ Treasure. So I would have a digital code for that anyway. But I still like to go out and buy physical copies of Dragon. Right. I mean, it's Dragon Quest games. I want to have all the physicals of the Dragon Quest games. And so I don't know. I'm like, I'm going to be really disappointed if that turns out to be true. I think the wording on it is weird. I've been looking through the official stuff a lot, and the wording in it is weird. Like, I think I can't tell really if it's going to be digital, that the digital deluxe edition is digital right. only, but the way it's worded seems like standard edition is there as well. So I guess if it is, though, just reminder that like the Switch is not region locked or anything, and physical editions for these games are coming out in Japan at least. So you could, I've already seen them up on like Play Asia and other sites. So if you really, really want to get physical editions of these games and you're afraid it's going to be digital only, then there are going to be ways to play it, but it's still not ideal as just having a straight up like Western release over here physically.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping for the Asia release like we got with DQ 1, 2, and 3 on Switch to be able to grab through Play Asia. Like, I'm kind of crossing my fingers for that one.
Yeah, I think that about does it for this week's episode, though, and does it for you.
Yep, it does it for me forever. Goodbye, everybody.
For a week or two, yeah, for sure. But anyway, thank you guys for listening to this episode. I'm glad we could explore Monsters and Die a little bit more post announcement this week before BJ comes back to us with his new nose and his manly voice.
It's not so much a new nose, it's a new interior of my nose, and basically my entire head's getting hollowed out, which is really funny.
Yeah, it's a new interior, gonna have some like nice new curtains and like an argyle rug.
Yeah,
and a lot of feng shui in your nose.
It's gonna be nice. I'm setting it up. The energy flow is gonna be good. Just positive energy in and out. About positive energy, I mean air, finally.
Cool. But anyway, you guys can talk to us over on Twitter at Dragon Quest FM. Remember, we also have that Patreon at patreon.com/DragonQuestFM. And if you're listening to us on Spotify, make sure you're following us on Spotify, but also you can respond to our Q&A stuff on Spotify and leave us messages. And thanks to people who've done that already. We like hearing from y'all. If you want to talk to me directly, I'm on Twitter over at Dragon Questin.
And I'm over at Twitter at Professor Beej. You can join us on Discord at discord.geektogeekmedia.com. And if you would like to support us on Patreon, again, it is patreon.com/DragonQuestFM. And remember, try out Liquid IV for the sponsors of this episode and use code DQFM at checkout to get your drink on.
We'll see y'all very soon.
Bye, y'all.